Brian Seabury, the coach of the combined girls hockey team with the communities Beverly, Danvers, and Ipswich, is with us here. And Brian, tell us about the season so far for you guys.
So far, we're off to a pretty good start with 7-1. You know, we've had some tough competition as far as Barnstable, Andover, Masconomet, and, you know, those are obviously good wins. We're in a stretch in the middle of the season where it's going to be tough as far as who we play. Duxbury's coming up, Arlington Catholic, Austin Prep, who are 1-2-3 in the state. So, you know, good things ahead for us, and hopefully we continue to play well and you know, progress and, you know, down for down the road in the state tournament.
I know that one of the things, when I actually talked to the Masco coach several weeks ago, and as I was kind of going over the schedule with him, I began to quickly realize that it's not like the typical Beverly schedule, I mean, or the Masco schedule, mm-hmm. because like you said, you're playing all these other teams because not everybody's got a girls hockey team.
Exactly. I mean, we're required to play 10 inside the league, 5 teams. It's 6 teams, so we play everybody twice, which is 10 games inside the league. So we have the luxury of scheduling 22 for the total. So we went out and scheduled the 12 toughest games we could for non-leagues, which in the end of the day is probably going to make us stronger and hopefully, you know, going to do good things as far as competition and raise the level of our play.
Well, give me an example of one of your top players and the kind of hockey background that she would have had, okay, to you know, over the years to get to where she's at right now playing, you know, at a pretty good level.
Well, one of our top players, Krista McCarthy, who's a senior now from Danvers, she started at a lower level, probably at the age of 6 or 7 with, you know, the Danvers youth hockey, and then progressed at an 8 or 9 year old to the Vipers, which is a select team up in Tewksbury. She has then played for them for about 6 years, you know, to develop her skill, play with better players, and, you know, eventually came to the high school at the age of 14, 15, where she, you know, probably ended up stopped playing Vipers and kind of played her high school career out. So that's kind of the path they'll take, youth hockey to a select team and then off to the high school team.
All right, let's spend our rest of our time talking a bit about your players. So take me through some of your players and key players and other players. Obviously, a lot of your players here on this team.
Sure. I mean, the core of what we have is obviously our four captains, Anna Hayden, obviously one of our top defensemen. She's been with us for 4 years. Rachel Spencer, who's also a captain, has been with us for 4 years. And those two started as defense since day one when they were 14 years old, and they haven't come off the ice since. Two other forwards captains from Danvers are Anna O'Neill and Krista McCarthy, and they're in the same boat. They started as freshmen on the first line, and you know, now they're seniors and they've been around for 4 years, and they're terrific players as well. And then we have a bunch of juniors that have helped us. McKinley Kappa, who came from Ipswich, along with Izzy Premack, who's in Ipswich. They've been a huge help since joining the co-op. And, you know, then there's also the younger players like Molly Hema, who's a sophomore who we've had since the eighth grade. She's a terrific player. And along with our goalie, Maddie Jalbert, who's been an eighth grader, and she started every game since the eighth grade. So to have them for that many years and that kind of experience obviously helps the program and to where we're at this year.
I guess last question here about the team. What has come together for you guys as a team, as a unit, and what are areas that you're obviously continuing to work on and would hope to see some improvement in as you move forward?
Probably the biggest thing is that we've really focused on defense. What we're trying to accomplish on our defensive end. The stronger we are defensively, you know, obviously that's going to benefit us in the long run. And it also plays into our offense. The better we play defense, the more opportunities we'll get as an offense. And, you know, they kind of go hand in hand. We're always working on things that we can improve on, especially the special teams like power play, penalty kill. And, you know, hopefully when that all comes together, we can, you know, do good things.
Anything else you want to share with us, Brian, about the team?
You know, just that, you know, this is a really good group, and we've enjoyed having the three towns. We hope that continues. We're lucky enough to have a really strong foundation that has been there for the past 9 years. I'm lucky enough to have been here for the last four and kind of enjoying the fruits of everybody else's labor.
Oh, one last thing. Who else? Is anyone else coaching with you here, helping
yes.
out?
I also have my father, who's been coaching for 35 years. He's been a hockey coach and a baseball coach for years. Paul Munzig, who's a Beverly guy, who was actually the assistant Endicott club coach for the women's. So he came over, and I have Matt Lampert, who's an alumni from Beverly, who's our goalie coach here this year. So we have a good staff, and, you know, obviously that helps in different areas that we can touch with every day in practice.
All right, Brian, good talking with you, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Brian Seabury, the coach of the Danvers Beverly Ipswich Co-op girls hockey team here on MSONewsSports.com.